Your earth is in a rapid transition phase. It was mentioned briefly at the beginning of this day. We would like to say a little more about this. Everything is vibration. This you know, this your scientists know. So everything can be adjusted by bringing vibration to it, vibration coming to vibration. Disharmony can be brought into harmony by adjusting the vibration. Vibrational healing is the way that humanity will change. What is occurring here is vibrational healing. By standing around you, unseen, the masters, the star families, the angels, their presence is a vibration of oneness. Their presence is an energy that you often term enlightenment, which is very limited. But in this enlightened energy field, your beingness is, in a sense, magnetized back towards perfection. It is being surrounded by enlightened energy. That is all that is occurring here. We speak to occupy the mind so that the mind is not wandering all over the place. The mind likes to think it understands what is occurring, so we give you simple explanations to occupy, to satisfy the mind. Everything that we say is limited. The truth, so to speak, cannot be expressed in words. It can only be experienced. One of the masters has said in the past, "I am but a finger pointing to the moon. Look at the moon, not at the finger." We are directing you towards something. Don't get too involved in the words that we say. Do not spend a long time figuring out what are these dimensions. Where does one start and the next one and the next one? We tell you about dimensions because you have a linear mind. Reality is not like that. So, explanations are just for the mind. As you evolve, the explanations will change. You can see this in your history. Because once, if you remember, once the world was flat, and if you went too far, you would fall off the edges. And then the earth became round. And then it was realized that the sun doesn't revolve around the earth. And so the explanations change as you evolve. So, at some point there will be no time. At some point you will be living in what we call the superconsciousness. We will say more about that a little later.